From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Native American legend says the Creator, when done forming Earth, threw all the leftover rocks into a pile in West Texas, a jumble of geology that today we call Big Bend. It gets that name because it sits in a 200-mile-long curve in the Rio Grande River that separates Texas and Mexico. Big Bend is now a nearly million-acre national park, with a protected area twice as large on the Mexican side of the border. The reason it looks like a divine rock yard is its complicated geologic history. 450 million years ago, Big Bend was on the coast of the supercontinent of Laurasia. Around 300 million years ago, Africa slammed into it, crumpling the Big Bend region. 200 million years ago, the continent of South America tore off from this area. 100 million years later, Big Bend was submerged beneath the Cretaceous Interior Seaway, a giant sea that bisected North America from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Arctic Ocean. Around 60 million years ago, the Rockies and Mexico's Sierra Madre mountain ranges began rising and met in Big Bend. And if that wasn't enough, the area was rifted, then became volcanically active 40 to 30 million years ago. You can see evidence of this complex geologic history in the hills, outcrops, and steep canyon walls of Big Bend today, which makes it a dream destination for hikers, campers, and geologists. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.